Questa scultura discoidale è interrata su file e piani diversi. Il suo spessore risulta fragile, levigato. Ma quello che non possiamo ignorare sono queste minuscole incisioni che lo ricoprono. Fori e linee in rilievo che ne tempestano la superficie. La formica scriva atta, aiutata da Selanta e la sua sinistra fedele Vuolma, venne invasa da qualcosa che le riempì la testa. Allora queste, accese ad unisono, incisero un solco diverso ancora più profondo, dalle pareti sagomate di materiali cristallini. I profili e i rilievi erano cromati, tagliati di sbieco, precisissimi. Cosa poteva essere quella luce che le aveva investite? Che cosa poteva essere se non un messaggio divino? Quella lince dalle zampe di fiori minerali fu la prima a scoprirne la presenza. Era notte e la sua iride era larghissima. Ed ecco che non una preda, ma il profilo fine di quei piatti ne richiamò l'attenzione. Odoravano di pelle di serpente umida. Erano diversi. Cenere, fango e una specie di muschio dalle trame geometriche lo ricopriva fino a metà. Ma eccoci proiettati nelle membra di questo insetto che vede e oltrepassa con i suoi pensieri tutto ciò che noi non riusciamo neanche a pensare di poter.
Frizza, è caldissimo. Sulla superficie delle ali. Il suolo è ruvido, grumoso, una salita gommosa, però pare piuttosto flessibile, sì.
Non ti preoccupare, adesso puoi muoverti. Su questa pietra corteccia. Ecco,
adesso ci provo. Provo il primo balzo.
Una goccia spaventosa si rovesciò di colpo sull'insetto, che si appannò come se quel velo l'avesse imprigionato in una forma lucida, una cavalletta d'acqua.
Non ci posso credere. Sono almeno a 3 metri. E non mi par niente. L'aria è sottile.
Il salto la riasciugò parzialmente e così andò a posarsi su un masso nero liscio. Caldissimo. La sagoma ricurva ne rispecchiava il fianco. Zinco fragile e granito parzialmente liquido si irradiarono nel suo essere.
Sento che ci sono delle linee vetrose, dei sedimenti.
C'è quella roccia poco più in là. Il vetro, con basse soluzioni volatili, in questo caso acqua, possedeva alta quantità di cromo, azoto, cosa che ci può far pensare ad un'alterazione meteoritica.
Vetro, acqua, cromo, questa roccia dentro è parzialmente liquida.
You are listening to The Lake Radio. This is New Drops, the show in which we pour new music and sounds into the lake. What you just heard was Sumaccia Group, an Italian musical ensemble, which in a short while will be performing here in Copenhagen at Festival of Endless Gratitude. It's taking place from the 3rd till the 5th October, I think, and actually around just the same time that some of the staff from the lake, including myself, will be going to Berlin for a festival called Signals to Noise. Both festivals are highly recommended, and if you are in either city, I think you should consider going. Sumaccia Group made this piece, which is it's sort of a fable, I think, a musical fable. But it's hard for me to know much of the story because I don't speak Italian. But what I can make out from a description online is that it's a fable about a scribe ant, a prophet cricket, and a mummified mantis. And I think it sparks some imaginative images in my head when listening to it. So another artist playing at Festival of Endless Gratitude is Sunun, which is from the UK, and who makes this sort of abstract dub electronic music. I've brought this track, which is called Untitled Levels. You'll have to excuse my absence on the mic these past few tracks. I'm sitting here in the office of the Lake Radio, and I found a leftover bag of chips with jalapeno flavor from our party this Saturday, and I've been snacking on those, as well as snacking on the music with you. I hope you're still listening out there. This was Ulla and Perilla of their new record, Jazz Plates. And I think we should stick with that thread of jazz and listen to Black Artist Group. This was Ekuka Morris Sirikiti, and you are listening to The Lake Radio. This is New Drops, the program in which we pour new music and sounds into our ever-growing radio stream here at The Lake Radio. So I have been playing a lot of music today that was submitted to us via email, and I just wanted to make sure that everyone listening now knew that it's something you can do, either if you are a musician or a label or a listener who would like to recommend your own or someone else's work, you can send it to us via email at submit@thelakeradio.com. And we are so ever grateful for all the great people sending us music to play. And I think where we will go now is to Svitlana Niano and the song called Episode 3.
Thank you. Thank you. morga ima tuta anang tuta para ngarape pura urumila gilu nanyaku pengura ngayuku jaraja urumina baju tayangin abe langka kurga ima juta anang juta barang arabe pura urubila ngilu nanyaku pengura ngayuku daraja urubinya coba tuta yang ina be langka kurga ima tuta anang tuta barang arabe pura urubila ngilu nanyaku pengura ngayuku daraja urubina coba juta yang ina be kaka kurga ima juta anang juta barang arabe pura warumbila ngilu nanyaku pengura ngayuku daraja warumbinya coba juta yang ina be kaka kurga ima juta anang juta barang arabe pura urubila ngilu nanyaku pengura ngayuku daraja warumbina
This was Keanu Nilsson, a young Aboriginal Australian artist coming from Papunya, yes, that's how it's pronounced, I think, just northwest of Alice Springs, and he's an interdisciplinary artist working with painting, poetry and music. We're just about approaching the end of this show. Thank you so much for listening. It's The Lake Radio and the show New Drops.
laatste stuk speelde zich af aan de voet van het monument op de Dam. En het was een mooie demonstratie. Wel een beetje lopen, maar goed. Wat kan ik nog zeggen? Ja, ik heb eigenlijk niks meer toe te voegen. Vanavond gebeurt er nog wat leuks in de Vondelbunker en op diverse andere plekken. Maar we zullen zien waar het allemaal toe leidt. Voor nu, live vanaf de Dam zou ik zeggen. Blijf lekker luisteren naar Radio Pottenkoek, want er komt altijd van alles nog meer. Dus, later.
Go out for a drink in another provincial shithole. Now you can drown your sorrows in beer that tastes like piss. And the walls are paper thin between the bathroom and the terrace, where he's smoking with the barmaid, which is when you hear him say, "Youth was wasted on her, love, she's been middle-aged since birth. Got an arse just like a mother. Silly cow still thinks I want her, and if he wasn't such a bastard, it might hurt." Just like his father, he's cutting out postcards of the girls with the Hindley hair.